dictation for Andrea Williams, ANDREWILLIAMS. Andrea Williams, date of service is 9/24/2025. Date of birth 9/1/1987. Date of accident is 5/13/2025. The patient was a front seat passenger on the right while she was rear-ended in this accident. Patient went to Providence Hospital immediately after the accident, and where surgery was recommended, and she had a CT scan of the neck and back. Subsequent MRIs from affiliated that were reported were found to be normal for lumbar and thoracic spine. And for cervical spine, there was a disc herniation, 4 millimeter at C23, C56, C67, without any central canal or neuroforamen narrowing. The right shoulder MRI showed partial thickness tear of the distal attachment of supraspinatus tendon, grade 1 slap tear, glenoid labrum, mild AC joint degenerative changes without impingement. When patient initially started, she was having pain in both the shoulders, pain, neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain, and lower back pain across involving both the SI joints. Numbness and tingling of both arms, both legs, involving all the fingers and toes was reported. The pains have been extremely severe. Patient has been crying in tears, and there is a muscle spasm has been noticed in the back, especially the trapezius muscle bilaterally, paravertebral muscles from T5 to L5. SI joints were found tender in the initial examination. Quadratus lumborum muscle was also in spasm. The range of motion of the cervical and lumbar spine were reduced. Patient has been seen several times. She has got Percocet as pain medications. She was last seen on 9/2/2025. And she has been seen regularly. A Voltaren gel, lidocaine gel was provided to her. Her urine drug samples have been obtained. Compounding cream has been given to her for deep tissue pain. Injection to the both shoulders intra-articular was done 8/6/2025 along with toroidal injection and trapezius muscle injection. Patient is requesting more injections today and more pain shot. Overall, her pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected, 10. And range of motion of both the shoulders is limited to 60, 70 degrees on active motion. Motor power is 4/5. Hawking Kennedy test is positive along with near test and anterior-posterior apprehension test. Empty beer can test is positive. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 0904-038 for the date of service of 9/2/2025. Please review the record for ADLs for system review, additional issues. She fell in a grocery store, injuring her left knee, for which treatment is being provided by other groups, including an orthopedic surgeon. Please review the records for substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 153/118, pulse 100, and temperature 97. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam from previous visit, 9/2/2025, dictation number 0904-038. Plan is to continue physical therapy 3 times per week to the affected area of neck, left shoulder, and even the right shoulder. And muscle spasm for the quadratus lumborum, trapezius, 3 times a week. Patient is provided work disability, housework replacement, and transportation. Patient is provided with a knee brace, neck brace, back brace, tens unit, walker, rollator for further help. Headache medicine, furosemides are provided for ongoing headache off and on. Trazodone, 100 mg at night for sleep. Tremor, patient is provided with Percocet, 7.5 mg, one pill a day. And CT scan of the SI joint is ordered. Maps have been reviewed, labs have been ordered and reviewed. The patient is otherwise in a stable condition. But she has been experiencing too much pain, according to her. An EMG was ordered on the previous visit for the upper extremity, left, and the report has not been available. An MRI of the left shoulder was also ordered, which has not been done. Once these are done, patient will be seen in 15 days' time for further review. Thank you.